MoneyWeb at midday. Top stories to keep your eyes and ears on.
As South Africa digests the 2025 budget, a critical debate is emerging. Does local government deserve a larger share of the national budget? Local municipalities, I don't need to tell you, are at the forefront of service delivery, yet they often face financial constraints that hinder their effectiveness. Recent discussions suggesting that an increase in the allocation for local government is being considered in the budget. Well, let's see what emerged a little earlier. Kevin Allen, Managing Director of Municipal IQ, is front and center of this debate. Kevin, a very warm welcome. So there's been an increase in the local government equitable share, rising from 99.5 billion to 115.7 in 27-28. All of this to help municipalities cover bulk water and electricity costs for indigent households. How does that sit with you?
Well, Jeremy, hi, nice to be with you. It was pretty much expected from any local government stakeholder who had an eye on the pragmatism of this year's budget. Not a lot of money to go around, and the minister was definitely not going to spend much on local government. And the increase to local government, just to be clear, is to the equitable share from 99 to 115 in a year's time, is about 5%. So that's around inflation, and that's really what local government gets every year. So really, local government didn't get much beyond what was expected at all.
So it's not really going to make a huge difference, I think I'm hearing you say.
Well, given inflation, local government's staying at about the same. But, you know, considering how tight things were in the budget, there were some real losers, you know, including some social grants and some people paying tax. I think local government will actually have got away okay. There were those who thought that local government deserved a huge increase, a very significant or quite dramatic increase, especially in its conditional grants. So local government gets equitable share grants and then conditional grants for infrastructure. But given that conditional grant spending is at about 75%, so local government is only, municipalities are only able to spend 75% of what they're already being allocated, then I'm not sure it would have, National Treasury would have seen it as prudent to give local government any more that, in terms of conditional grants. So those are staying pretty much the same as well.
Kevin, the minister also referencing phase two of Operation Vulindlela, which we know aims to reform local government. What practical changes would you like to see emerging from this at local or municipal level?
Well, Operation Vulindlela, the president also spoke about it in his State of the Nation address, things that he wanted to see local government getting a bit more of attention there, but really those were pretty much broad strokes. So it was no surprise as well that given the broad strokes of what was being said about local government, you know, positive commentary on that by the president and his sona, that there wasn't much practical positive news then in the budget. And really the president was talking about having a new white paper and a new funding model for local government, but really that is around the policy side of things. I'm not sure. We'll have to see what comes of that. I'm not sure whether much substantial will come from that. What I'm hoping to see from those policy initiatives, though, is to see local government things tightening up generally for municipalities, more accountability, more pressure on local government to spend money that it's getting, and generally to get local government to do a better job across the board in terms of performance, but also with the money it's already getting to maybe justify a case for more money down the line.
Talking about performance, and give me a steer on this one, several metros qualifying for performance-based grants. Are there lessons here that that struggling municipalities could learn from the more financially stable entities?
Yes, absolutely. So already there's incentivization in the grant structure where if you spend money, Treasury will be more inclined to give you more money. If you don't spend the money that you've been allocated, and I'm speaking specifically about conditional grants, which are around very desperately needed infrastructure in municipalities, but many municipalities don't spend the infrastructure conditional grants. What happens then is Treasury takes the money away, which is crazy given the state of our local municipal infrastructure. So I think incentivization is a good thing to make sure that our municipalities actually spend the money they're allocated. And I think at the metro level, we're seeing a formalization of this rewarding system. And I think it's good. There's a small pot of money for local government. There's a lot to be done with it. And if you spend on the right things, you will be rewarded for that in terms of access to better grants in the future. I think that's a good thing.
There's also, you talk about working better, which I absolutely accept, but there's also the argument, isn't there, that inefficiencies and mismanagement at municipal level remain the real issues and not necessarily funding. There is some accuracy in that perspective, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. That is absolutely right. We need to do more to get municipalities on the right track and to get municipalities working properly. And this has got very little to do with money. You can't give money to a municipality that is failing. It's really just throwing good money after bad. So the real challenge for municipality, for local government, and indeed for residents who live in municipalities, which all of us do, is to actually get municipalities on the right track and get them working properly. And what's needed here is actually to make municipalities more accountable, to make them more responsible for what they do, to hold them to account and to hold them to book where things go wrong, to take action. And that is incumbent on, firstly, provincial government. Provincial government needs to do more to regulate municipalities within the provinces and to make sure that they step in when necessary. And then, of course, national government, which should be framing the debate. And beyond that, political parties as well have a key role to play to ensure that their councillors, political parties are really representatives of political parties. But political parties need to do more to make sure that they're holding their councillors to account and making sure that they're doing a good job and removing them where they seem to be corrupt or incompetent.
And I'm going to thank you for that perspective. That's Kevin Allen, Managing Director, Municipal IQ. I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.